Midrash Delilah by Hagar, read by Chestnut Philly. Fandom, Jewish Scripture, Tanakh. He had an eye for women, Shimshon did. He was famous for it. He'd desire a woman. Her family would disapprove, and it would all end in ruin. The destruction he left behind, he was famous for that, too. No matter how he oiled his hair, he looked like a brute, and he acted like one, too. Smart men kept their distance from Shimshon, and kept their manners about them. Smart women, well, possessing smarts had nothing to do with it, but whether or not your father was circumcised, that certainly did. He had a taste for the daughters of Philistines, Shimshon did. And then there was Delilah. She was a Judean girl, Delilah was, over from the banks of the Sorek, not far from where Shimshon himself had been born and raised in Sorah, in Dan estate. Shimshon's mother was a Judean, too. A smart woman would have remembered that it was Hatzleliponi whom the angel spoke to, Hatzleliponi whom God had chosen, and not Manoah, her husband. A Judean woman gave Shimshon life, and a Judean woman killed him, they say. The same wise men who say that also say that one shouldn't take a text at its pshat. So be wise, woman, and listen to me. He had an eye for women, Shimshon did. He'd desire a woman and it would end in ruin. Philistine ruin, because it was their daughters he had a taste for. God's will, that. The people didn't rise against the Philistines, so the Lord sent his oath bond to do just that. But if it was God's will that Shimshon desire the daughters of Philistines, then why did he love Delilah? And he loved her, Shimshon did. If he hadn't loved her, he wouldn't have revealed to her how to strip off his power. If he hadn't revealed to her how to strip off his power, he wouldn't have been taken prisoner. If he hadn't been taken prisoner, he wouldn't have been put on display before the Philistine captains. If he hadn't been put on display before the Philistine captains, he wouldn't have killed more Philistines in his death than he did in his life. That's the pshat. What do the wise take from this? Listen to me. It was God's will that Shimshon loved Delilah, as it was his will that Shimshon desired the daughters of Philistines. It was God's angel who instructed Delilah to badger Shimshon until he wished to die, as it was his angel who instructed Hatzleliponi to oathbind herself and her then unborn son. God sent Shimshon to a barren woman's innards, as he sent Shimshon to bow at a maiden woman's feet. He was a brute, Shimshon was. Oath-bonded to the Lord and a brute still, full of might but not so much with cunning. And so God did what anyone does, who has need for cunning but has the strength of arm to spare. He dispatched a woman. He was of better use to the Lord in his death than in his life, Shimshon was. And that, my dear, is what a wise woman learns from Delilah's story. The End.